Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
This time we're going to talk about the clock.
First of all, I guess everyone knows that in America we use a 12-hour clock. So, for example, you may say, yesterday I had lunch at 1. And that would mean it's 1 p.m., 1 o'clock in the afternoon. While I went to bed at 1, that would be 1 a.m., 1 o'clock at night.
12-hour clock, clear. Speaking of 12, that's noon, right?
Noon is 12. That's the reason for the word, afternoon. It's after noon.
Noon, but also midday. While 12 at night is midnight, and that's when the fun usually begins.
Or when curfew begins. Oh, this might be a new word. Curfew. It's a regulation about specified hours for people to remain indoors, especially at night. Curfew, for example, can be from dusk till dawn.
From dusk?
Till dawn.
Okay.
It means from sunset to sunrise, so all night long.
Okay, back to the clock. By the way, what time is it?
It's 5 o'clock. Or I could say it's 5 sharp.
Sharp, okay. Cindy, what time did you go to school yesterday?
At about 8. That means it was a couple minutes to or past 8.
And what time did you come home from school?
It was nearly 12:30. Nearly, that means it was 12:20 or 25. That also means that I had 4 classes in a row, and by the time I got home, I was dead tired. But that's another story.
Ooh, I guess so.
It took me 2 hours to relax and unwind.
It took you 2 hours. That reminds me that we use the verb to take when talking about time.
Yes. For instance, how long does it take to become fluent in English?
Oh, it doesn't take a long time if you work hard and
listen to our podcast, of course.
Right.
Everyone, don't miss the transcript of this episode so that you can read a lot of examples about how to express time. Now, let's talk about something you really need to be aware of when traveling around the States.
What is it?
Time zones. Well, each region on Earth has its own standard time. Whenever you travel around the globe, you need to adjust your clock to the local time, according to which time zone you are in. In the States, we have 4 different time zones.
Okay, let's imagine we are in San Francisco.
California is in the Pacific time zone, or PT, otherwise known as the West Coast time.
Let's move to Connecticut.
Connecticut, where I was born and raised. That would be the Eastern time zone, or ET, or the East Coast time. There is a 3-hour time difference between the two American coasts.
That means it's 3 hours earlier in California than in New York.
Exactly. For instance, when it's midnight in New York, it's still 9 o'clock in Los Angeles. When announcing a live event being broadcast on TV, such as a football game or an awards ceremony, you may hear something like, next Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
How about the other 2 time zones?
Mountain Time and Central Time. And, of course, Alaska and Hawaii have their own different time zones. Marta, have you ever had any problems with time zones when traveling in the States?
Well, I had to adjust my clock many times, not only because of the different time zones, but also because of the daylight saving time.
Uh-huh, that's true. That may be confusing to some people. Okay, for example, Mountain Standard Time, that's 7 hours behind Greenwich Mean Time. But in the summer, when daylight saving time is observed, it changes into Mountain Daylight Time. That is only 6 hours behind Greenwich. But watch out, not all the states adopt daylight saving time. You need to pay attention when scheduling appointments around America. Remember to check time zones and daylight saving time.
So true. I remember arriving early at an appointment in Michigan only to find out that everyone had been waiting for me for almost 1 hour.
Oh, how did that happen?
I had adjusted my clock when landing in Chicago, then I drove directly to Michigan. And I didn't realize that Illinois and Michigan are not in the same time zone. And I hate being late.
Oh, it's an honest mistake. You didn't know.
No, but now I know.
Hey, there is a great idiom to describe someone who is always late. And frankly, it's been said about me more than once. She'll be late for her own funeral. Or he'll be late for his own funeral, of course. But women are more likely to be late because it takes us hours to decide what to wear.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear.
Eric Clapton, isn't it?
Right. Okay, before we go, can you think of any other clock-related expressions?
Yes, a race against the clock.
A race against the clock. It sounds like an emergency to me.
Right. For example, world leaders are racing against the clock in an attempt to solve this economic crisis. Or, the oil spill is spreading. We need to act before it's too late. It's a race against the clock.
Okay, clear. What about around the clock? I know there's a song that goes like, "We're gonna rock around the clock tonight." So, around the clock?
That means all day and all night. For example, we've worked around the clock to help the earthquake victims. Or, that TV channel broadcasts news reports around the clock. Or, he's very ill, he needs assistance around the clock.
Okay, it's time to go now.
I hadn't noticed how late it is. Oh, that reminds me of another sentence. Time flies when you're having fun. Isn't that the truth?
Time flies when you're having fun, right? We hope it flies when you're studying English as well.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And we'd like to send a special hello to Igor, his wife, and their beautiful two daughters, Nastya and Anne, listening in Moscow, Russia. Everyone, come visit our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. You can find My American Friend on iTunes, Podomatic, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. We are also available for private lessons via Skype. Just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, your donations and support help us in making this podcast bigger and better. Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.